Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, in the Gospel today, as the last 2 weeks, you heard of Jesus dealing with demons. Also in our introit today and in our gradual and tract, in all the propers for the service, we pray to God for help against our enemies, which certainly includes these demons that our Gospels have been telling us about. We have in our Gospel today an important lesson about demons that you need to pay attention to, because even though we don't encounter demon possession in exactly the same form that Jesus did, that doesn't mean that the demons have gone away or given up. People imagine very falsely that, well, if we don't see the demons taking over people's bodies and doing strange things, if the demons aren't attacking us physically or taking over our bodies, maybe they're not really that big a deal. But I tell you, the demons, which the Scriptures say are behind even false doctrines and all the evil influences in our societies, are just as dangerous as any demon that physically assaults a person, and more so. Because the undercover enemy is able to do the more damage for the very reason that he goes unnoticed. So listen to Jesus and stay close to the one who drives away the demons. Maybe we should say a word first about what demons are and what they do. Demons, as you know, are fallen angels, spirit creatures who rebelled against God soon after they were created and turned against both God and man. After they rebelled, God cast them out of heaven into gloomy dungeons of a place called hell, the everlasting fire which God prepared specifically for the devil and his angels, as we read in St. Matthew's Gospel. But until the final day of judgment, God, for His own reasons, still allows the devil and his angels some freedom to tempt people, to influence human society, to promote false doctrine and lead people into false belief, and even to trouble some people mentally and physically. How exactly these spirit creatures, these evil spirit creatures, exert their influence in the world is a mystery to us. God hasn't revealed it. But that they do is certain. At the same time, God hasn't left His church defenseless. St. Paul set out for believers the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and having done all, to stand. We'll look again at that armor another time. For now, let's see what protection our gospel provides. After Jesus drove out the mute demon in our gospel, some of the crowd that saw it marveled, as well they should. No one had ever seen such power over the demons before. No one had ever seen a man able to successfully command the demons to stop carrying out their wicked purpose. But others were upset that Jesus was casting out another demon. He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Now, why would they say such a thing? Because they assumed that they were the ones on God's side. They were the ones teaching that God accepts people based on their works of obedience to the law of Moses. But Jesus' doctrine was against them and their doctrine. Not that he rejected the law of Moses, but he did reject the false notion that men could actually obey it so as to be saved by it. The gospel of Jesus was that he had come personally to fulfill the law of Moses in the place of sinners, to suffer and die in the place of sinners, and so to destroy the works of the devil and to bestow the forgiveness of sins, not on those who kept the law, but on those who trusted in him for mercy. Well, other people wanted a sign from Jesus, as if casting out a demon before their very eyes wasn't sign enough. No, many of these people, like many people today, are never satisfied with one sign, with one thing. It has to be, and yet another, and another, and another, as we'll also see next week in the gospel of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus dismisses the accusation that he's working together with the devil. And he uses the argument, if he's casting out demons with the devil's power, in alliance with the devil, then it would be a sign of division in the devil's kingdom. And the devil's kingdom couldn't long stand with such a division in it. The bad news is, the devil's kingdom is not at all divided. It's perfectly united in its hatred of God and of man. It has been free to tempt, influence, mislead, and trouble mankind since mankind first fell into sin. And it will continue to rage against us until the last judgment, because that's part of God's curse on this sinful, God-hating world. The good news is, God has finally stepped into human history to deal with the devil. He stepped in already at the beginning with the promise of the seed of the woman who would bruise the serpent's head. But now at the coming of Christ, he's finally stepped into the world. And as Jesus says, if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. To illustrate, Jesus compares the devil's hold on mankind to a strong man, fully armed, who guards his own palace. As long as he guards that palace, his goods are in peace, Jesus says. The devil had won a great victory over mankind in leading our first parents into sin. He won the right to accuse and to trouble our race. And we had no defense against his charges, no defender to fight against him, and so he wreaked havoc in the world. But God promised in the Garden of Eden that seed of the woman who would bruise the serpent's head. And here he was, finally, the seed of the woman, Christ Jesus, as John writes, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. In the gospel, Jesus compares himself to the stronger man who comes upon the strong man and overcomes him, and takes from him all his armor in which he trusted, and divides his spoils. There are only two sides in this conflict, the devil's side and Jesus' side. If you would be victorious over the devil and all his temptations and all his influence and all his false doctrines and all his troubling, you must be on Jesus' side. Because, as Jesus says, he who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. With Jesus there is forgiveness and reconciliation with God, and grace and favor and providence and protection. But those who are against Jesus are the devil's prisoners, and often the devil's instruments. you, Christians, have been called to Christ's side, baptized into Him, freed from the devil's kingdom and brought into the kingdom of light, freed from the devil's accusations through faith in the righteous one, and now justified through faith, freed from the devil's lies through the truth, through the Word of God. You've come close to the one who drives away the demons. But listen to the stern warning that Jesus issues in the gospel. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. It's not enough to have been baptized. It's not enough to believe for a while, to hear the Word of God for a while, to hear the Word of God without listening to it anymore or taking it to heart. The demons are ever circling, ever surrounding the church like a pack of lions eager to pick off the stragglers from the herd. How does one become such a straggler? Through pride. Imagining that you're standing firm. You don't need to gather around word and sacrament regularly. Through indifference, so that you may well come to church, but your heart isn't in it. You're no longer sincere about repentance, about putting the word into practice. Through idolatry, when you knowingly give in to temptation, or when someone or something becomes more important in your heart than the Word of Christ. Do you see how vulnerable we are to becoming those stragglers and being picked off one by one by the demons? And when that happens, when they're successful at separating a Christian from Christ, when a heart is swept clean of the Holy Spirit and the Word of Christ, it becomes even worse for that person than it was before, as Jesus says. And some of you have witnessed this, haven't you? God, preserve your church in the midst of so many attacks. Preserve us all from straying from Christ and the refuge of His protection. What's the hope? What's the solution? Is it what that woman in the crowd cried out as Jesus was speaking? Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you. Are you protected from the devil, from the demons, by being the mother of Jesus? I hope not. There was only one of those. Are you protected from the demons by living with Jesus, side by side with Him for 30 years, as Jesus' mother did? No, you're not safe. Just because at some earlier point in your life you knew Jesus and were close to Him. What does Jesus say? More than that, blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. And that is, who keep hearing it. The Greek is very clear. It's an ongoing thing. Who keep hearing it and who keep guarding it, holding on to it as the only light in a dark place, as the only divinely forged weapon against that ancient enemy, and walking according to it. As St. Paul said in the epistle, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
God has provided the stronger man, stronger than the devil, to overpower the devil by casting him out, but even more, by suffering, dying, and rising from the dead. He is the same Jesus who now reigns at the right hand of God and defends his church. But understand that this Jesus, who is the conqueror of demons, has determined to defend his church by means of the word that has been placed into your hands and into your ears and into your hearts. He has sent down his word into the world for men to hear and to know and to use against the demons. This Jesus has sent down his spirit into the world, as we heard in Sunday school this morning with the children, to work through the word so that he protects his people through it against the evil one. This Jesus has provided you with his own body and blood in the sacrament, victorious over the demons. They're powerless against it. And this Jesus has bid you to pray to him for divine protection and has promised to step in and be your defender. You have the one who defeats the devil. You have the means to fight against the devil and to win, even as Jesus has won and stands victorious forever. Stay close to the one who keeps the demons away. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.